This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. NBA training camp opens today. Yes, you heard me right. NBA training camps open today. Also, 2020 NFL schedule includes a rare Friday game. We're going to have an NFL game on every day of the week because the day after Christmas, you have a Friday game. The game will be played on December 25th, New Orleans Vikings and the Saints. So for the first time in a decade, more than a decade, you'll have a Friday game. The NFL schedule released on Thursday, and it has some quirks there, the rare Friday game. You have the Wednesday game coming up. I don't know if you'll see more of this coming up, but, you know, we're seeing this because it's out of desperation that you're having Tuesday games, Wednesday games, hopefully that things return to normal, whatever that's going to be next season. But you will have a Friday game is so rare. There have only been 10 ever since the NFL-AFL merger in 1970. And this year's game will mark just the fifth time it's happened since 1993. But desperate times, you know, desperate measures here, and you'll have a game coming up tomorrow afternoon because NBC has primetime, the Christmas lighting special, and therefore you have to have the football game in the afternoon. All right, a couple things. When you start to look at last night's game, you're going to take away the headlines, depending on who you're rooting for, where you live. You know, Seattle got the win. And that's a big win because the Rams lost to the 49ers in dramatic fashion. And Seattle's trying to win that division because you want to have a home playoff game, at least one. You know, the Buccaneers aren't going to the Super Bowl this year. They're going to be on the road for as long as they keep winning, they'll be on the road in the playoffs. But they're not going to be going to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. Playing the way they play, and they're going to be on the road for all those games, and they haven't done well against good teams. Aside from Green Bay, and are they going to, you know, get 9 or 10 wins? Thankfully, there is that seventh playoff spot. They may extend it to 8 playoff spots, depending on what happens with the rest of the schedule there. But Seattle got a win there. The defense, I don't know if the defense is getting a lot better because Philadelphia's offense is not very good. But they are able to make some impact with players like Jamal Adams and Carlos Dunlap. Like, they have impact players there. And that's something they have not had. You get Russell Wilson, that offense, it seems like they're a little bit more balanced than they were earlier in the year when Russ was throwing it, you know, as much as we've ever seen him. And they went into that game. They survived that game. It wasn't as close as the score would indicate, but those are the games that you have to win. And Seattle got that win last night. The other headline is going to be with Carson Wentz and the Eagles. They're still only a half game out of first place. They might still win the division. And I can't imagine you would win a division. Has a coach ever been fired winning a division? Read Ron Jaworski on Last Hour, and Jaws does the Eagles games, and he said that Doug Peterson will be back next year. And Carson Wentz is going to be back next year. I understand Carson Wentz coming back because you got a whole lot of money tied up in his contract. With Doug Peterson, is he now expendable? And how long is that grace period after you win a title? We brought up Gene Chizik a week or so ago, where he ended up winning a title at Auburn, and then it was a few years later where he got fired. Joe Maddon with the Cubs. You know, Joe Maddon, you know, won the World Series. The Cubs finally win a World Series. And then it's, hey, Joe, got some nice parting gifts for you. But is that where we are with Doug Peterson in Philadelphia? It's a tough town. They got their Super Bowl, and they're not satisfied. So I don't know if Philadelphia does something as drastic as that, but you got a situation here where something's got to change in Philadelphia. And I don't know if it's a quick – there's no Band-Aid here. And it's no quick rebuild there either. You know, that's a team that won, had some star players. They all aligned when they beat New England with Nick Foles. Carson Wentz is obviously struggling. Jalen Hurts is not the answer right now. Because to be fair to Jalen Hurts, he didn't have an offseason workout. He didn't have preseason games. That's what quarterbacks normally get. And Jalen Hurts coming into this situation, obviously they think a lot of him. They took him in the second round. But this might be just one of those where Carson Wentz has to just kind of slug it out the rest of the year. You know, you don't have – here is Washington with Alex Smith. Daniel Jones is out this week. Dallas doesn't have Dak Prescott. I mean, imagine if I was saying at the start of the season, hey, here's a scenario, by the way. Alex Smith is going to be starting for Washington, and they'll be winning. Daniel Jones will play well. They'll be in first place, but he'll be injured. Dak Prescott is not going to play this year, and Carson Wentz may lose his job. That's the NFC East in a nutshell. Say good morning to our radio partners, also our TV partner Peacock. We'll get to phone calls coming up. McLovin, a poll question today, perhaps.
Yep, we have what's the worst quarterback situation in the league? And I think there's some recency bias because the leaders are the Eagles and the Broncos.
All right.
I mean, I think it's the Bears because you could put Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance there, and they're still going to be a Bears quarterback at the end of the day. It's cursed.
There's no more helpless feeling for an NFL defense than when it comes to trying to cover a wide receiver that they can't cover. And we saw that a couple of times in Week 12. Tyreek Hill had over 200 yards, two touchdowns in the first quarter against Tampa Bay. Then last night, yeah, DK Metcalf, he took over the Seahawks beating the Eagles. And Metcalf and Hill sit at 1-2 in the league in receiving yards. Now, they also have two very good quarterbacks, two very good offensive lines. At least Kansas City has a very good offensive line. Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes. But give Metcalf and Hill a lot of credit because they're unique players. Metcalf fell to the second round of the 2019 draft. And it was almost as if he was too good to be true physically. But none of those draft concerns came true. You know, he had a serious injury when he was in college. They didn't know if he was flexible enough. It felt like he was just, you know, this brute force out there who could run a 4.3 40. Hill is unstoppable. Now, there were off-the-field concerns that he's a hard guy to root for. But your defense has to be, your whole defense has to be on alert when those players are on the field. And that's what I didn't understand with what happened in Tampa Bay. And, you know, Ron Jaworski said there were a couple of blown coverages there. And that's how Tyreek Hill got wide open. You got single coverage on DK Metcalf. I love Tyler Lockett, but I'm really concerned about DK Metcalf. And single coverage is not going to cut it. Not with somebody like that. Yeah, Paul.
And I went back and looked at during the break and DK Metcalf's draft profiles. And then the weaknesses were almost all the same. Besides the injuries, people talked about his hands and his lack of consistency catching the ball. They was not graded out very well at all as a route runner. And a lot of people feared that people would fall in love with his combine times and his weightlifting, and he would be a bust. So that's why nobody looked at him in the first round. They thought the downside was too much, more so than the upside.
Yeah, and that's why when I hear this, everybody passed on him. Okay, but they passed on him. There were probably eight teams that took him off their draft board because they weren't sure about the injury that he had in college. And he didn't have a great combine workout when it came to the other things, you know, the three cone drill. However, you know, that became so important, but it did. You know, he could bench press and he could run. But they didn't know if he was just a straight ahead type runner. And that's why I look at him like a Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is a better route runner, a better receiver. But DK Metcalf, to use the words of Jim Schwartz, is well on his way. He's not Megatron yet, but he's well on his way. How that became a slight, I'm not sure. I do want to know how Jim Schwartz said that. He's the Eagles defensive coordinator. Because he can always, you know, give you a little jab there. I don't know if, like, I wouldn't want to do that to DK Metcalf before a game started. I wouldn't want to go up there and go, I'm going to get in his head. I'm going to say that he's not Calvin Johnson, but he's well on his way. That doesn't sound like a real slight. Sounds like a pretty good compliment to me, but DK Metcalf spun that into, it was somehow a slight. In fact, when you listen to the question and listen to the answer has nothing to do with the question that's asked of DK Metcalf after last night's win.
What's your mindset going into a game when you know or when you feel like you're going to see a lot of opposing teams' number one cornerback? What's your mindset going into it?
I'm happy. I'm getting a little respect, but you know, I still got work to do. One of the defensive coaches came up to me and it kind of made me mad that he was like, you know, I was in Detroit with Megatron, but you're not there yet. You know, in my mind, I'm not trying to be Megatron. I'm trying to be me. So, you know, had a little chip on my shoulder the whole game.
Was that Jim Schwartz?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if I look at it and listen to it the way he says it, hey, I was with Megatron. You're not there yet. Like, I could say it in a way that might be negative. But I don't know if Jim Schwartz would go, you know what? I'm going to tug on Superman's cape here, start of the game. I'm going to, you know, say, hey, I was there. I was Megatron's coach in Detroit. You're not there, but like, you're not there, but you're on your way. Like, I guess I could say it in a way where DK Metcalf would go, wait, what's he saying? I guess if I wanted to really look hard at this and go, all right, maybe Jim Schwartz did do it. DK Metcalf thought about it for 4 hours last night. Pre-game, during the game, after the game. I also found this interesting. Of the current top three in the NFL in rushing yards, so you have Henry, Cook, and James Robinson. And also the top three in receiving yards, Metcalf, Hill, and Kelsey. None were drafted in the first round. Since the merger, it has never happened where there were no first-rounders among the top three in rushing yards or receiving yards at season's end. You're looking for those skill position players. We talk about it usually every draft or after the draft. You can find wide receivers and you can find running backs and you can do so outside of the first round. You know, for me, I look for the edge rusher. If I can get a lockdown corner and if I can get good offensive linemen. I mean, that's what I'm looking for, and it feels like it's really hard. You know, Detroit may have whiffed on Jeff Okuda, and he was supposed to be, you can't miss with this guy. You're looking for we see teams draft in the top five offensive linemen, and they whiff on those offensive linemen. Edge rushers, you're looking for one. So as much as we want to go, it's really hard to pick a quarterback. It's hard to pick other positions that are not as integral as a quarterback is, but pretty close to it because you got to have a good offensive line. And if you see a successful quarterback, chances are he is bolstered by a great offensive line. We'll check in with the Ravens coming up, and we'll get some phone calls here. Pete in Seattle joins us, leads us off this hour. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind?
About Metcalf, Dan. We love him. He's going to be great. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Physical. Tough catches, speed, breaks away, he's gone. He's still on training wheels, Dan. These patterns are inexact. He drops some easy catches, and unfortunately, Paulie took me out of that with his draft profile. but also something they're going to have to watch. Russell mentored him down in Mexico. I'm sure he taught him all about the physical things you needed to be as a wide receiver. But he had two or three situations last night. If the officials were looking the other way, he would have gotten the personal fouls instead of Slay. He's got to watch it. He's got a lot of growing up to do. We love him.
Yeah, Pete, I'm all on board. Like, DK Metcalf is just starting out. He's just learning the position. You find this with a lot of quarterbacks who are looking for receivers. That's why an experienced receiver doesn't have the physical capabilities of somebody younger can still hang. They can still have a job in the league because they know how to play the position. They know routes to run. They know secrets of the position. Just athleticism? N'Keal Harry has tons of athleticism for the Patriots. He can't play. And the draft is littered with guys like that where you go, God, what happened? Playing receiver in the NFL, it's not just, I'm really fast, I'm really big, or I'm really quick. There's so much more that goes into it. Yeah, McLovin.
This year, everybody missed on Chase Claypool. If you go back, he's obvious. And Justin Jefferson fell to like the fifth receiver. So how do you evaluate? Are certain teams better than other teams at this?
Well, sometimes it's the system you're in. If Chase Claypool at Notre Dame, was he showcased enough that you were able to really tell just how good he was going to be? Do you have the draft profile with Chase Claypool, Paulie?
Yeah, and it's almost exactly like DK Metcalf's. They love his height. They love his strength. They love his speed. They're concerned about his acceleration off the line. Is he too slow right off the line? They're concerned about his route running. They're concerned big time about his hands. They said, did you not see enough of him in the Ian Book offense with Notre Dame? So there is a lot more what we don't know than what we know, similar to DK Metcalf.
Okay. And who was the other receiver that he brought
up? Justin Jefferson, we saw him dominate the Final Four. Like, how did we miss on that guy? I mean, he went 23rd, but how did Jalen Reagor, who is unproven at TCU, go ahead of Justin Jefferson?
I know. Once again, the great mystery. Although, I said after watching LSU a few times, they had as good a skill position players as I've ever seen on a college football team. And those wide receivers. That's why I didn't know how to evaluate Joe Burrow. Because it just felt like Dwayne Haskins at Ohio State, but to a lesser degree, because LSU had a whole lot of talent there. By the way, LSU plays Alabama this weekend. Yeah, that's the way I reacted. I went, wait, they do? No fanfare. Nobody talking about that game. The only reason why they're talking about the game is Nick Saban's coming back from COVID. But other than that, not a whole lot going on there. Terry in New York joins us. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Dan?
Good, sir.
Good. I wanted to talk about, it's funny you guys mentioned these receivers, Megatron. Man, I remember Flipper Anderson, 1989. That record's over 30 years old now, 336 yards.
Yep.
I watched that game with my father, man. And every time somebody gets close to breaking his record, I go, no, don't break it. I don't want anybody to break that record. You know, Flipper Anderson wasn't a great receiver, but he was a good receiver, like you were talking about with the other guys earlier. You know, he was a solid receiver, man, and he can always say, I got that record. And I wanted to ask you, Dan, is there a memorable sport moment or game that you watched with your dad that you can remember, that people remember to this day?
Well, my dad's dead, so, no, I think I watched games, but I don't remember that we sat around and watched something. I remember watching games, and my dad might have been in the room, but I was in my own little world. Like, I didn't, it wasn't one of those where it was a family-type atmosphere. Even the Ice Bowl with Green Bay and Dallas, I remember watching in the living room. I don't know if anybody else was in the living room, but I just remember that it was one of those games that I couldn't imagine how you played football in weather like that. And then the quarterback sneak by Bart Starr, and then they ended up going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Paulie.
The one thing I remember about watching football with my dad is the one and only time I heard my dad use the F word was in response to an Earl Campbell run. Earl Campbell was a rookie or a second year player with the Houston Oilers, and he broke a run. It was on national TV or Monday Night Football. I can't remember which. And my dad jumped up, and I remember he goes, holy F, And the whole family just puckered up because we'd never heard him say that before. He was not, you know, he was a BS guy. And I was like, I don't know who Earl Campbell is, but I'm going to check this guy out.
And, you know, Flipper Anderson, I think, was out of UCLA. Does that sound right? But Henry Ellard was always the Rams receiver. He was the great receiver there. It felt like that. But Flipper Anderson, man. And his name comes up occasionally. Usually when you have one of these big games by somebody else. But Flipper Anderson put up some pretty big numbers there. Jimmy Smith of Jacksonville did that. He had like almost 300 yards. Reggie Wayne had one of those. Chad Johnson had one of those. But Flipper with 15 catches in that game in 1989, 336 yards and one touchdown, I believe. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the Ravens coming up. More phone calls as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. It's 20 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Masterclass is something that you need to take me up on this offer, because I'll get to the special offer. But if you want to learn something, you've always said, hey, I want to try that. I want to learn how to write a script. Well, you can do that. I want to learn about comedy. I want to learn about cooking. I want to learn about photography. You can do this. Each class with Masterclass is broken out into individual video lessons that fit easily into your everyday life. And there's normally about 20 lessons per class, and they last 10 minutes per lesson. But you can go at your own pace. Lessons are available anytime, anywhere, your phone, your computer, tablet, smart TV. And each class is supported by downloadable materials, workbooks, exercises, recipes, and more. There's over 90 classes from a wide range of world-class instructors. So you're able to do this. And if you want to do it, and you want to have an annual membership to Masterclass, you can sign up now and give one to somebody else for free. Get unlimited access to every Masterclass for you and a friend right now. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick. That's masterclass.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz Vans go far beyond, from their customization options to cutting-edge tech for their five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile by taking all that important first step into an authorized dealership today. McLevin, poll question today in the update.
Okay, so far we have which franchise is in the worst situation QB-wise? The Eagles are running away with it ahead of teams like Washington, Chicago, Detroit, Jacksonville, and Denver. Denver's actually in second place.
Are you doing that based off the quarterbacking situation?
Yeah, like sort of what's the future, okay. You know, because Jacksonville at least will get the number two spot, so they're probably, at least it seems like they will. Question, what if the Eagles get the four spot and Cincinnati's at three? They won't draft a quarterback, and the Eagles are looking at Trey Lance, ironically, North Dakota State. Would they pull the trigger and take another?
No.
Are you sure? I mean, there's not a lot of opportunities to get that high.
Okay, but what are you doing with Carson Wentz?
I don't know.
Well, that's a answer that, and then you'll get your answer to Trey Lance. Yes,
trade him to Indy. Frank Reich reunited. Future there.
All right. I like that scenario. This from Andrew Brandt. If the Ravens-Steelers game happens tomorrow, it's hard to imagine a scenario where an NFL game doesn't happen. 8 straight days of Ravens positive COVID cases, 20-plus players affected, dramatic precedent. Jeff Zrebeck is the senior staff writer for The Athletic. He covers the Ravens. He joins us now. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Where are the Ravens players right now?
Ravens players are at home, but the hope is that they'll have a practice later today, another walkthrough practice, which would be a second straight day with a walkthrough. And then at least the tentative plan tonight is to fly out to Pittsburgh, and to continue preparations for the game tomorrow afternoon. But of course, that's all, pending, because they're going to have to wait to see if there's any positive tests from this morning's batch of tests. And they're now at 9 straight days with positive tests in that building. So that's hardly a given that there won't be.
And there was no chance Lamar Jackson was going to be able to play.
Yeah, no, he's in the middle of a 10-day isolation after he tested positive over the weekend. The hope is that he will have enough time to be back for, the Dallas game, which was moved to next Tuesday now.
I heard from a source this morning, and I want to bring this to your attention, about what has gone on with the Ravens. And this came from a league source last night saying that, because I said, do the Ravens feel like they're being picked on? And what I got was classic hypocrisy. They won't be vigilant about the protocols in the front end. John Harbaugh cries he's being screwed on the back end for consequences of said violations. His coaching staff was responsible for the outbreak there. What do you make of that comment?
Well, you know, there's still work being done to figure out how, you know, the entry point in the building. But obviously there's a lot of focus on the strength and conditioning coach. The Ravens disciplined him and suspended him for a while. And we'll see about that. But, yeah, obviously when you have this many cases, and we're talking about over 30 now in the building, you know, not just counting players, we're talking about support staff. You have to wonder whether the protocol was all being followed. And the Ravens had said a lot this year about how comfortable they were with the protocol and how much money and time they invested in it. And now they've had the team with the biggest, you know, they've been the team with the biggest outbreak in the NFL. So there's obviously some questions there that they're going to have to answer in terms of whether they're following protocol and what they were and were not doing.
I'm trying to separate fact from fiction as well when it comes to this story with the Ravens. Was there the possibility of a wildcat strike of the Ravens? Was that topic broached by the team?
I know there were some players that were, you know, weren't willing to play. They did not want to play Tuesday, and they made it clear. And that kind of started on Sunday. You know, Sunday afternoon, they had a virtual meeting with NFL chief medical guru, Dr. Alan Sills. And it apparently was pretty tense, and players made clear they weren't happy with how some certain situations were being handled. They were particularly disappointed and kind of, you know, frustrated with the lack of an immediate test on game day mornings. I mean, this is kind of, you know, they had multiple positive tests on November 22nd, the morning of the Titans game. But all those people are on the field and or on the sideline because they didn't have the test results between later that night. So it was pretty tense there, you know, and they all weren't buying what Dr. Sills was saying. They were kind of disappointed with some stuff. And then the disappointment grew the next morning when they reported to practice and they were sent home again because the league wasn't ready to have them practice. So, yeah, and then they had a players only meeting where they kind of decided that, look, we're not playing on, you know, we're not willing really.
Wait, to play. Jeff, I'm confused. Shouldn't the Steelers be upset? Not the Ravens?
Well, obviously the Steelers should be upset. You know what I mean? They've now been innocent bystander in two of these situations. But the Ravens also, you know, have safety concerns from their end too about the whole thing. But obviously, depending on whether how this was brought into their building, you know, there's definitely a case could be made that, you know, they're at fault for a lot of this.
How big of a disappointment are the Ravens viewed in Baltimore?
And how they handled the situation?
No, they're just their performance on the field.
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of frustration, Dan. I mean, it's just, you know, they had high expectations this year. And, you know, starting with the offense, that really hasn't been productive all year, been very inconsistent. Obviously, the perception is quarterback Lamar Jackson has taken a step back. They haven't played well. They've been, you know, in a lot of big games. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, before, you know, the loss to the Titans sort of increased the frustration with the team. And ever since, we've had, you know, the COVID outbreak.
But I'm also wondering about Lamar Jackson. Did he take a step back or did defenses take a step forward?
I think it's a combination of everything. I mean, they talked a big game all offseason about needing to evolve offensively because they knew defenses were going to have a better handle on what they were doing. And they just haven't done that. They just haven't been able to adjust to what defenses have been doing. I mean, some of it's on personnel. The offensive line has taken a step back. That hasn't helped Jackson. They don't have a top-notch receiving core. But Jackson's also missed some throws, and he has been unable to you know, unlock the downfield passing game, and he just hasn't been as confident or as you know, sharp or as efficient as he was last year. So there's plenty of blame to go around, but Jackson definitely has to have the accountability in it.
And how is this offense different with RG3 running it instead of Lamar Jackson?
I think it's going to be a similar offense, but obviously you don't have, you know, the athleticism and the dimension, you know, that, you know, Lamar Jackson brings. He's one of a kind in that area. But Robert Griffin's plenty capable. The issue is, you know, their offensive line is a mess right now. They probably will start a center who's never played in the NFL before in terms of offensive line. They don't have their fullback. They don't have their blocking tight end. So they're kind of a mess throughout the personnel. But I'm sure they'll try to keep their offense as similar as possible. And Robert Griffin's beaten the Steelers before. I know it was a different situation last year. But they'll be capable. You know, they'll be capable of moving the ball. But they definitely have a lot of hurdles to overcome in terms of all the absences.
Lamar Jackson sensitive with the media at all with criticisms this year?
No, you know, it's always been tough this year, Dan, with the whole Zooms. You know, we haven't been in the locker room. We haven't had in-person press conferences. So it's always hard to say how players are reacting. But he's been pretty similar to what he was last year. I mean, he has expressed – you have seen him express more frustration on the field. You've seen a couple of, animated conversations that you didn't really see last year. But I imagine that all comes with the frustration of not playing as well and the team losing.
He's not traveling with the team.
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, the question is the one-day delay, really, it affects potentially two players, J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram. Their self-isolation ends today. They're 10 days, so they theoretically could fly tomorrow to Pittsburgh. And they're going to have to do it early to get in turn for the 3:40 kickoff, and they could play. But that's going to be a decision they're going to have to make if you want two guys who haven't practiced in 10 days to kind of just jump right on the field and play.
Thank you, Jeff. You certainly have a lot to write about there. Hopefully we get this game in. We appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jeff Zeribek. He's senior staff writer for The Athletic covering the Ravens. Once again, going back to what Andrew Brandt tweeted out, and Andrew's one of the smarter people in this business, former front office executive. If the Ravens-Steelers game happens tomorrow, it's hard to imagine a scenario where an NFL game doesn't happen. 8 straight days of Ravens positive COVID cases, 20-plus players affected, dramatic precedent. And got the reigning MVP who's not going to be playing. Because normally you're going to go, we want to get the best players, our biggest names out there. We want them in prime time. Well, the game's not in prime time. NBC had to put it in the afternoon due to their tree lighting ceremony special. And they travel to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's undefeated. Pittsburgh, to me, should be upset. Now, I don't know if Pittsburgh is. I haven't heard much out of Pittsburgh. All I know is my source said, you know, John Harbaugh should not be crying because it's hypocrisy. They created this. And now they want to be the victim. And, my source said, that ain't happening with the league office here. Yeah, McLevin.
But isn't the alternative for Pittsburgh that they get a healthy Lamar Jackson in week 18? You know, that seems like a lose-lose.
Well, I know, but they want to play. I don't know if they care if it's Lamar Jackson or not, as much as you want to have your rhythm, your schedule, so it doesn't disrupt you for the next week. This happened with Tennessee when that game was postponed. And now you have this where you're ready to play a game and then ready to play a game, ready to play a game. And then you're waiting for your opponent, and your opponent is the problem here. I understand that frustration. Would I rather face Baltimore without Lamar Jackson? Yes, I would. But I would rather keep with my routine, you know, each day, because every NFL team, they have a routine. Depending on when your game is, day off, what you do the next day, when walkthroughs happen, and that can affect you, adversely affect you. Yeah, Paulie.
You know, they let the Broncos play. The NFL let the Broncos play with no quarterbacks, but that was not much of a safety issue. That was more of a performance issue. If an NFL team lost an entire offensive line unit and none of them could play, wouldn't play a game then, would they? That'd be a safety issue.
You got a guy who's never played in an NFL game who's going to start for the Ravens tomorrow afternoon. I know that that's just one player. You had a quarterback who had never played in an NFL game with the Broncos. At some point it just feels like the NFL is not factoring in other outside situations that they should, scenarios that they should. It's like a snowplow. They just keep going through. They're not stopping. And at some point, it feels like the NFL has just got to stop and go, let me come up for air and survey the situation here. The NFL and the SEC are very similar. We're going straight ahead, And we're going to get to the SEC title game, and we'll have a team playing for the national title. The NFL is just, we're going to get these regular season games in. Maybe we'll have an 18th week if we have games that are postponed or moved to that, you know, in an extra regular season game. But if you didn't do it for the Baltimore game against Pittsburgh, you're not doing it. I mean, Andrew Brandt brings up a great point. Like, what scenario, star quarterbacks out, you got 20 or more players affected by this? We're going to play the game. And that's where it comes to the, you know, competitive balanced part of this that I have the question about, the issue with. I want to see good football. I want to see football that's representative of the NFL. And I don't know if we're going to see that tomorrow afternoon. I mean, watch the Ravens win the damn game. But what I saw in Denver, in theory, sounded interesting. In reality, was horrible and embarrassing for the NFL. And I know that the NFL, according to my source, they punished the Denver Broncos. They punished those quarterbacks. But you're punishing the rest of the team for that. And that's where, you know, do you take away a game check from those quarterbacks? Like, how do I punish them so the message gets through? Because now you're going to punish the team. And, you know, I guess Vic Fangio, the head coach of Denver, said, hey, don't rule out these quarterbacks being fined. You know? And that's where I had a problem with this. The NFL is going to pick and choose who they're going to punish. We're mad at those quarterbacks. They didn't wear a mask in their meetings. Okay. I would question the Broncos having all their quarterbacks in a meeting when other teams keep one quarterback out who zooms in. So in case, worst case scenario, they all come down with COVID, you still have a quarterback who's able to play. More phone calls coming up. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com /Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Jerry Jones claims the Broncos were no more challenged at quarterback this past weekend than the Cowboys have been. Jones claimed that the Cowboys were in a similar situation when the starting quarterback Dak Prescott and backup Andy Dalton both got hurt, forcing them to go with third-string quarterback Ben DiNucci. I don't know that Denver had any more challenges than we did with DiNucci or young quarterbacks we had, Jones said. Well, at least you had somebody who's played quarterback recently than Hinton, the wide receiver with the Broncos. Man, does Jerry know that that's a really big swipe at his own quarterback? I mean, DiNucci was the starting quarterback at Pitt, but he's practiced at the position. He was drafted by Dallas. I wonder if Pat Bowlen was still the owner of the Broncos if the NFL would have done what did what they did. Because I think a stronger owner, there's no way that Jerry Jones would allow that to happen. That they were playing a wide receiver off the practice squad. It just that would never have happened with Jerry. Some of these strong owners, it just wouldn't happen. Robert Kraft, you can go down the list, but that would not happen. But with Denver, I don't know. Felt like it was, hey, here's your punishment. Take your punishment. Now go out and play the game. Dan Orlovsky had this tweet. The Saints are 9-2. They've had Drew Brees and Michael Thomas for less than two games together. Orlovsky said, most complete team in the NFC. The defense has been the star so far. That's what's really intriguing. You know, getting Michael Thomas back and getting on the same page with Drew Brees, that'll be what's interesting to watch. I think we're waiting for Tampa to get it all together with all these new pieces there, and obviously with Brady with a new offense there. And do they have time to get that together with these last four games in the regular season? Can they get it ready to start the postseason? That's what I'm curious about. But also getting Drew Brees back, and what are the Saints going to be like offensively? Because the defense has been great, but at some point, the offense is going to have to win a couple of games. And you're not going to be facing the likes of the Denver Broncos when you get into the postseason. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Got some information on Ohio State football, and I'm going to save it till the top of the hour because I want to follow up with my source. And, you know, I told you Ohio State game, Northwestern's game with Minnesota was in doubt, and they canceled that. I said Ohio State's game with Michigan State, serious doubts. But also, Michigan is the following week. But I got some information. I want to follow up with my source on this. He just sent this to me. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm assuming this is great news that's going to put Ohio State fans in a great mood.
Probably not. Probably. I take no pleasure in doing this. None. It's just Ohio State is, that's the big team here. And what's at stake here? And if you're not going to play for the Big Ten title, can you still play for the national championship? So I'll have hopefully that information coming up for you at the top of the hour. Paulie says we have a hot new poll question.
We have a couple options. See, Paulie sent me a poll question that I think he thinks is hot, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure how the room thinks about it. One was, which would you rather attend live, the Steelers-Ravens or the Tree Show on NBC? Now, the reason I'm not into it is because I would not want to go to that Tree Show with Mariah Carey. Is that something that anybody would want to do?
You're slighting it, Andrew. You're calling it a tree show. It's like an arborist in a backyard in Vermont. This is the Rockefeller Center show with thousands of people, John Legend and Mariah Carey.
No. I don't want to see that.
In person?
No.
The ladies do. This is a great place to take the ladies.
I know, but we're not the ladies. And
the
I,
wives love it.
No. Well, they can watch on TV with me. Yeah. But no, I've been to the tree lighting ceremony before, and it's festive. And it's beautiful. But I didn't stay. I stayed for about 30 minutes. And then I went to a steakhouse right around the corner. And then that was it. So officially, I've been to one. And, you know, of course, wanted to see former girlfriend Mariah Carey up. I mean, a former friend Mariah Carey up there singing.
Sure.
And I couldn't wait that long. I think she was running a little bit late. So I couldn't wait to any longer. I had to go eat. All right. Let me see. What else do I have here? Brandon in Texas. Hey, Brandon, what do you have for me today? Hey, Brandon.
Hold on, DC.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, well, I'm sure you watched the game last night, as I'm dubbing it now, the Carson Wentz Philadelphia funeral. But I got two responses. Personally, I think since they're only one game out in first place, I think they should at least try Jalen Hurts, you know, and then also I would like to see Carson Wentz move on and maybe have like a Ryan Tannehill type situation. What do you think?
Okay, but, you know, the problem is you just can't go to Carson Wentz, hey, move along. You know, there's a lot of money here. And, you know, you take that salary cap hit. Philadelphia can't afford to do that and then try to rebuild. Al in California. Hey, Al.
Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
So I had the game last night. I actually had +8.5. I was able to buy 2 points in the game, so I didn't even need the 2-point conversion when they got the late touchdown.
Oh, 8.5, huh?
Yep, you can buy 2 points of the Golden Nugget.
Oh, smart. How much did that cost you?
It's -160 because it was off. It goes more than a touchdown. Usually it's -150, but they charge you more when you go off of 7.
Oh, all right. Well, congratulations. If you had lost, would you have called in, Al?
No, because I was already expecting to lose. So, I mean, I only called in because I got the surprise win, yeah.
I know. We always talk about the bad beat. Thank you, Al. Congratulations. We always talk about the bad beat. But there's also that person who goes, oh, God, I'm going to lose this game. Oh, I'm going to win this game. I didn't have too many of those. But I don't remember when I had, like, good wins. I always remember when I, you know, the one I always bring up is when Chester Markle from Hillsdale College, number 13, I believe, all he's got to do is kick the field goal. Mm. That's it. Kick field goal. I'm good. And the field goal gets blocked. It goes right back to him. He runs left, right into the end zone. And that was a bad beat. Bad beat. I'll have some news on Ohio State with their game this week and next week against Michigan. Have some information on that. Also, more phone calls as well. And we'll check in with Mike Flora from NBC Sports about if we didn't have a cancellation this week in the NFL, is there a scenario he sees where that could possibly happen?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.